coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your riding dirty couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, April 15th, Tax Day, 2013.
And this is episode 103, and we're poor.
When tax time comes around, apparently, the refunds do not apply to the Valentine's.
They do not. And that's one of the things that we learned this tax season is that we did not, we didn't buy enough house.
We didn't buy enough house to get a refund.
Right.
Now, a special I saw said that technically it's supposed to be zero, as close to zero as possible.
You know, that fair enough.
But we missed the mark, so.
Right.
So we owed this year. I know a lot of people that owed.
Right.
I think it's kind of crazy how it works out. But
you know, I blame Obama.
Obama, he is a powerful man because he can do a lot of wrong in the world, apparently.
Oh, man. He had control over my whole, you know, deductions and everything else. Mm-hmm. And when I get taken out of my check and all that stuff, I blame mm-hmm. Obama for making me pay tax.
I blame Obama for being such a cute president.
He is a handsome man.
He is a very handsome man.
Yep. And you know,
he's the most handsome president we've ever had. Even Kennedy. Take that.
And you know, it bothers me. Because, you know, when we have to pay, then we see on people on Twitter, I'll admit, I get a little jealous.
I got my refund.
I got my refund.
I'm going to go get a new couch set. I'm going to go get a new TV. And I'm like, I gave enough money to get a TV. But,
right. So, I mean, you know, I mean, it is.
It is what it is, right?
I understand. I can't hate. Too much, you know what I'm saying? And so I want to say what's up to our chat room. We have some folks with us. We have our regulars on Punk Gophers there, Snide Miter, Smiler's there, and Ever Studios is here with us. And we have a few more that hasn't refreshed on my screen. They have not. So I don't even think Handel's there today, so you're going to have to get your dice out.
But, you know what? Oh, I see two of them. I'll find the other one before we do it.
Okay. But just in case he shows up, you know, he may show up. You never know.
He's going to show up and put water on my fire.
Yep.
That's fine.
So he going to do what?
Put water on my fire.
What's that mean?
Because I'm on fire and he's going to throw a bucket of water because I'm not going to get to use my dice.
Oh.
Fizzle out.
So
I admit that wasn't very good.
That was a horrible analogy. I'm going to go ahead and just say. And you know, we were talking, you know, as Renee was talking about our very cute president and how great he looks, you know, Mrs. Snyder, he said, you know, he doesn't think that we never had such a great looking first couple.
We haven't.
Well, you know what? I've said this before.
Don't you bring
Laura
your girl.
Bush.
No, because she was an okay looking woman.
No. First couple, yes. They're a good looking couple.
Okay, no.
No, I'm talking about Barack Obama and Michelle. They're a good looking couple.
Right.
But I don't think George W. Bush looked good.
Oh, of course not.
But Laura, I don't know why I had a thing for Laura Bush.
So are you saying that Laura Bush looks better than Michelle?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
But I said Laura Bush is a very attractive lady.
She's okay. She's a regular old lady.
That's what makes her attractive.
So are you saying you find me attractive because I look regular?
Yes. You look very regular, babe. Regularly. But no, so I did, and I often try to figure it out. I was kind of like, man, what's Laura seeing Barbara? But then, you know, I look here on the screen at the video, and I say, what is Renee seeing that guy that's sitting to her right?
I see.
So,
I love there are a billion things that you're awesome at. So, and plus, you're my tech support, so that's pretty awesome.
Oh, you just married me for my tech support. So I keep her computers running so she can play games.
Yes.
You know, but you think Jackie looked good? Jackie?
She was okay. She's just not my type. That's not my type.
What's your type?
I like redheads. They're cute.
Okay, yeah, redheads. Uh-huh. Has there ever been a redheaded first lady?
No, I don't think so.
Has there ever been a redheaded president?
Maybe.
Hmm.
But maybe they were redheaded when they were younger, when now they have light hair. I don't know.
That's cute. You know what? That's interesting.
Yeah, Jackie just wouldn't do it for me if I was a lesbian, because she doesn't do it for me now.
Right.
But other women are super cute.
Right,
so.
Right. But anyway, you know, it's just, I don't even know how we got on that topic. I was blaming Obama for my taxes.
And then I said how cute he was.
Yep.
Because that's what I'm always going to say when you mention him.
Yep. If you're listening live, as always, since episode 100, the Skype lines are open. You can Skype me up, LABOZQEC. But yeah, for my seat of call, I'll answer it. We got something new here. Here we go.
What?
Oh, let me stop that real quick.
Horrible.
I know that was horrible. Here we go. Thanks, Hando.
Weekend wrap up.
That's how you people say it, right?
What do you mean?
What do you mean,
people?
You people? Messed up, Hando. It's messed up.
But nah. So this past week, we went to Atlanta, and this is not
Atlanta
deja vu of last weekend. So you still listen to episode 103. we did go back down to Atlanta.
Second weekend in a row.
I went down because I was hoping to celebrate my 16-year-old's birthday. My oldest daughter, was her 16th birthday. But she's going through some teenager angst, and she's probably listening, probably like, why are you telling everybody this? So
no, yeah, probably.
But
it's all good.
Totally understand.
Everyone's friends out there.
You know, friends. Totally understand. Long story short, didn't get to see her and everything, but we did manage to hang out with Deidre, Renee's sister again.
I love my sister. She's my older sister. She's mm-hmm. awesome.
Yep. We actually, on Friday, we got down there Friday, and then we were trying to figure out where we were going to eat, because the last weekend we were down there, we were like, we saw that there was a Bahama Breeze.
Yeah. I think it's like the third time we've seen it, and then I was like, oh.
No. That was the first time we saw it.
Was it? Oh,
it
was
the first time we saw it, but we knew that it was open on there, and we forgot. So, since we saw it the prior weekend, we were kind of like, you know what? Renee's been talking about Bahama Breeze ever since I met her. And this Bananas Foster's dessert mm-hmm. that she absolutely loves.
I talked about it like every, oh my gosh.
You know.
Oof, so good.
You know, so so on Friday, we decided to go to Bahama Breeze.
Right.
This was I think this is my first time going. I don't know. Let me say it this way. Maybe I'm getting confused with Cheeseburger in Paradise, because it has the same kind of vibe.
I don't know. I've never been.
So we went in and mm-hmm. ordered our food,
mm-hmm.
and you got to get your
my
what were your two things you got?
My tostones con pollo.
Tostones con pollo.
Which they changed to tostones with chicken, I guess, because people were like, what's Paolo?
Right.
So they changed it to chicken. So tostones with chicken there, it's fried plantains, cheese, and pico, and mushrooms, and oh, it's so good. It's like nachos.
Right.
But it's plantains, and it was super good. And how did you like that?
It was pretty good. You know, I mean, I'm not a huge plantain kind of person.
Yep.
But it was good. I mean, I do not dislike plantain. Yeah. I don't crave them the way
right.
that
these aren't the sweet kind.
Right.
I don't know what the difference is between sweet and unsweet, but these were unsweet.
Besides,
plantains.
They aren't sweet.
You know what?
I do.
They
like,
made me reach across the desk.
I do like
I
the plantains that they do have at Actually, I do like the plantains that they do have at Ramsey's.
Mm-hmm. Those are sweet.
Yeah, those are sweet. And they have them on the
They're like bananas
on the French bread.
On their French toast.
Yeah. Which is made by with French bread.
So then, for my entree, actually, we also got some empanadas to share. We got chicken empanadas and beef empanadas.
And I'm huge on empanadas. I absolutely love them, and they were great. You know, I'm still tossing up if I like the beef ones better than the chicken ones, or vice versa.
I like the chicken ones better. I thought I would like the beef, but I actually like
they. Mm-hmm. You know, the chickens. They. You know what? It's almost like I can't compare the taste, because they both taste so differently. I don't think it's fair for me to say.
It's fair. It's so fair.
But they were both great. Yeah. So,
and then for my entree, I had a side of the cinnamon mashed potatoes.
Right.
And I had they weren't oysters. What did it?
Urch
fritters,
oh,
something
conch, oh, conch,
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 conch fritters,
conch fritters.
Conch, I think it's conch.
Conch, conch.
I know, but I think it's pronounced conch.
Conch fritters. Anyway, she had those, and then
yeah,
I had
conch. By the way,
oh, okay.
I'm just saying.
That's fine.
I'm just trying to help you. Trying to help you.
All right. Punk Gopher already told me. I'm just saying.
I thought you relied on me. I suppose. I guess not.
We got an awesome audience. They help me out too. They look out for me. You know. You know. But I got the jerk chicken because I was trying to watch my calories. And I wanted to have the empanadas and the pollos con plantainos.
Tostones con pollo.
Tostones con pollos. And then I also wanted the banana Foster's cake. So mm-hmm. I had to take it easy on my main meal. So I got the jerk chicken, mashed sweet potatoes.
Basically, there were cinnamon mashed sweet potatoes.
Yeah. Mashed cinnamon sweet potatoes.
Potatoes, cinnamon mashed sweet.
Right. And they were good. You know, I mean, it's just mashed potatoes. So,
It's not just mashed potatoes.
Mashed sweet potatoes.
It has raisins in it too.
Mine didn't.
Oh, it didn't. Okay. Maybe it didn't. Maybe I wanted it to and it didn't.
I think you wanted it to.
Yeah. It would have been really good with raisins. But it was good. And then it was time for dessert.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I went to the dessert section and I frantically searched and I didn't see Bananas Foster.
Right.
I was It wasn't called Bananas Foster by itself, but it has something else in it, but I didn't see it. And I started panicking.
Yeah, you were like, oh my gosh, they got rid of it.
But they actually just renamed it. It's like banana caramel cake or something
like
that.
Yeah, I guess because people, you know, just kind of how they did a chicken and stuff like that, you know.
So we ordered it, and it came out, and it looked just like I remember. Bananas, caramel, and the side of ice cream, and banana nut bread.
Oh, yes.
So when I took that first bite,
when they started dancing,
I started dancing in my chair. I ain't gonna lie, it was so good, and I was like, "This is taking me back." And I was like, "I love this so much."
Right.
And did you like it?
Yeah, it was really good. I'm glad I had saved up some of my calories to have some. And it was funny because you know my calorie budget and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I knew I blew it, right?
Yeah.
But I put everything in. I had 20 calories left over.
Look at you.
So I was 20 calories under my budget. And I was like, good Lord. Oh, man. I almost, you know, so close. So close.
You did it, though. You're still under.
Yeah. Yep. Am I freaking you out by not having my glasses on?
No. I see you without your glasses all the time. Now, they might be freaked out because they're used to it.
Right. And so then that was Friday night, and then we kind of just kicked it Friday night, watched some TV and played games and stuff. And then the next morning, because we stayed up to like 1 o'clock just talking and hanging out and everything, We went to Flying Biscuit again.
Again. Second week in a row.
It's almost like if we go to Atlanta, we have to go to Flying Biscuit.
They have the best biscuits. Like, oh, so good.
Yeah.
So good. And I think that's one of the main reasons I go there. But I think I like the dinner options more than their breakfast options. Because
you're not a fan of eggs.
Everything has eggs.
And eggs are great.
It's like every breakfast option almost, except like pancakes and French toast, has eggs. And I'm like, I don't want eggs.
Right.
So I probably end up getting the dinner options.
Yeah.
It was good, of course.
Right.
And our server that served us last week, he recognized us.
I know. He was like, when y'all the Louisville fans that came last week? And yeah.
We're here again.
Yeah. He was like, that was a good game. That was a good game. You know, so I think your dad would have been pretty happy to talk to him again.
Oh gosh.
You know what I'm saying?
He would have done a play by play of the entire game.
Oh yeah.
Again.
Oh yeah, easy.
That's crazy.
And so we left there. We went back to Deidre's to kick it for a little bit, and then we decided to go to a cupcake place. And the name of the place is called Cammy Cakes. There's a link in the chat room. And then also there'll be a chat. There's a link in the chat as well of Cammy Cakes. I mean, in the show notes. So we did that.
Yeah, and let's see. We got the cakes. We got sweet potato cupcake.
Uh huh.
We got a cinnamon swirl cupcake.
Uh huh.
And we got a peanut butter and chocolate cupcake.
We did.
And Deidre got salted caramel and something else.
Sweet potato.
Okay, so what was the third one we got?
We got carrot.
Carrot, yep. Is the other one. So they were really good, very very sweet.
Yes.
My favorite was the sweet potato out of all of them, but okay. They were all super super good.
Right, right, and you know they were just done well and just tasted great and it was just. Delicious. I think it's going to be another spot that we may have to hit up. Every time, but
yeah.
I like
and
to.
And I would get like one cupcake or something like that.
Right.
And to share.
Right, right. And then that evening, we had an opportunity to go to Medieval Times.
Yay!
Medieval Times is, it's a...
Dinner and entertainment.
Dinner and entertainment. Right. Where you go and you experience, I'm doing air quotes, medieval times of dining and Lance,
it's like dinner and a show.
Yeah, dinner and a show,
pretty much.
So they had this whole production of the king and the knights are fighting for the fair maiden's hand.
Yeah, and they had the villain.
Yep, and they had
the villain. And they had jousting.
Yep, they had.
They had all kinds of contests.
And the horses.
Oh my gosh, so many horses. They had some Spanish horses that did they bowed and they did the jumps and everything.
Right.
And, oh, when they came out, I gasped.
And she almost started crying.
Yeah, I actually teared up a little bit.
Yeah.
Because they were so pretty. Like six of them came galloping out and I was like, oh.
Yep.
It's sad how much I love horses. But and the parking lot was super, super crowded. It took us forever to find a parking space. We had to walk all the way down.
Uh-huh.
And and then walked in and we had our picture taken with the king immediately.
Mm-hmm.
We went to their dungeon, their torture dungeon.
Which you know what?
It was interesting.
It was
right?
interesting until it really got interesting when the kids that were behind us,
right?
You know, all of a sudden we're walking and we feel these heads go by our hands because they're like 4 years old.
Yeah, and they're walking all ahead
away,
of us
and away from their family. And I was just like, you know, you want to get your kids? You know, I could really just snatch one of them up and take them with me right
Pretty
now.
Pretty much. So yeah, the dungeon showed a whole bunch of torture devices, and there was one. Oh, it was horrible. It was shaped like a triangle.
Spike.
Yeah, it was a spike.
A big old spike.
And basically the torture is to sit on the spike.
Yeah.
That just, and they had a picture. That just did me in. I was like, oh, no.
No, it was some crazy stuff, man.
But yeah, I enjoyed the show. I would not like to be a server at Medieval Times because the servers have to yell and they, oh, no way. Our server was Cody.
Oh, yeah. He asked us, what land did we fare from?
Mm, he said Louisville.
He's like, oh, the kingdom of Louisville.
You got to be really cheesy when you work there.
And the cool thing was, when they serve you dinner, they give you, quote unquote, dragon soup.
I like how Jake keeps putting everything in.
Well, the dragon soup name was stupid. Dragon's blood soup was stupid.
It was just tomato bisque.
It was tomato bisque soup. They give you garlic bread. And then you get chicken.
Half a roasted chicken.
And you get a rib and a garlic roasted potato. Yes. Half of a potato. And the kicker was, this was awesome, your utensils were your hands.
Yep. You had
to eat everything with your hands. It was that right there in itself.
Yeah.
Made me enjoy it.
Even though everything was finger food technically, so it wasn't so bad.
Right.
Because people eat chicken with their fingers, like we talked about. They eat chicken with their fingers anyway.
If they're at home.
They eat ribs with their fingers. And the potato was like a huge steak fry. Kind of. So, but it was good. It was fun. It was fun watching, like, everybody just having the greasiest fingers ever.
Right.
And so it was so funny when Cody was asking the people next to us what they wanted to drink. Basically, you turn your handle towards different directions to say what drink you wanted. And they only had three drinks. Sweet tea, Pepsi, and water.
Right.
And it cracked me up that with only three drink options, one of them was sweet tea because you're in Georgia.
Right.
And the woman was like, you only have three? You got any more?
Oh, I,
like,
I didn't even hear that.
She was getting a little pissy because they only had three drink options. But what are they going to do? Go out and run and get and grab her Diet Pepsi? You know, like, sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, it was really good. The show was good. We cheered for the Blue Knight.
Yep. We should have brought our flags back.
We should.
But yeah, so we cheered for the Blue Knight.
Mm-hmm. He ended up dying.
And I have his theory.
What's your theory?
My theory is the people that win are the ones that buy the most flags or pay the most money.
Right, because there were like six different sections. They had, you know, a blue, a red, a yellow and red and all this. But so the yellow and red knight won. And it looked like their section had the most souvenirs.
They had the most souvenirs, and that's where the birthday person was, you know. And I think there was even a tour bus there. So I hope we get in a section that has money next time.
That has money.
Right. Then after that, you know, before we left, we got to go to a place called Pollo Tropico, right?
Yeah.
Pollo Tropico, a lot of you may have heard of this because we actually saw one in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a Caribbean
fast food
joint.
Yeah.
That was really, 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 really good. You know.
Yeah, it was super good, and I love that kind of food. And to have a fast food type joint, and they even have fajitas. I was like, what?
Right.
But I got a chicken quesadilla. Mm-hmm. And some fries, right?
Yes, yeah, you got the waffle fries.
Because I love fries.
Right. And then I got some wings. I got their balsamic tomatoes. I got their
macaroni
mac
and cheese.
You know. So it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all. I'm looking forward to getting one of those here in Louisville. And then also... Oh, so we get to Atlanta on Friday, and I reach up, and I'm taking the bags out. I'm pulling the bags out, and as I pull the bags out, I just happen to glance at the license plates. And then when I glance at the license plates, I'm like, oh my gosh, our tags have expired.
Oh, I was like, oops.
I was like, oh, we've been riding dirty.
For almost 2 weeks.
Yeah, for like 2 weeks. Because, you know, we moved last year. And apparently, they didn't update our address. But yeah, so we've been riding dirty on expired tags.
Oh, and I was freaking out.
Yeah, Renee was really freaking out.
I was like, they're going to pull us over for expired tags.
Right, right. And, you know, so Renee was freaking out. So we took care of that today, you know, paid our, you know, our grievance, our $2.50 late fee for riding dirty.
But that's okay. That next long. Year we can do it all. Over the phone or online, because they've come into the 21st century.
Well, they were doing it last year.
Yeah, well, you know, it was broken.
It wasn't broken. They just
we tried to use it, remember? And it wasn't working.
Probably.
It was just crazy. No killings. So, what happened when we came home from Atlanta?
What?
I shit you not.
All right. So,
I'm gonna raise my blood pressure talking about this.
Came back from Atlanta. And come to find out, came back from Atlanta, pulled up in the driveway, and our dogs run to the wooden fence. And I'm like, our dogs normally aren't in this section of the yard.
Yeah,
they're usually,
yeah.
There's a whole nother section in our backyard where they hang out.
It's fenced off and everything.
You know? So part of me was like, maybe she's still in the house. Yeah. I did think that for a split second. Mm-hmm. Maybe she just got here. And then we walk in, and no, our sitter, our dog sitter had apparently left our dogs in this main area where
we told
instructed because she
a billion
failed once,
times.
She failed once before, and we instructed her not to do that again.
Right.
It's quite simple. You take them to this part, latch the gate. So take care of that.
They had dug rocks up under our deck. They all in the yard. And
it was just really, 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 really a bad deal. So I texted her because she's always doing text that what I found. And she said, oh, maybe I forgot to latch the gate. It was like, but there's a water bowl on the deck where they were not supposed to be, but there's no water bowl in the section they should be.
So
either you had someone else come over and do it, or you're lying.
And basically,
She lied.
How you gonna be a grown person and lie?
Grown people do that.
So she came over.
Yeah.
I think she's having a medical problem. But I was like, hey, she could have called us and said, hey, I'm having medical problems. I can't perform my dog sitting duties. I'll give you a refund, and I would have had somebody go and check on them.
Right, right. So we end up having to let her go.
Yep.
And
we fire. Oh, it's hard firing people.
It is, and you know, it's not a good feeling. And you know what kind of people we are. I just really hate doing that to folks. If that makes sense,
but.
You know?
It wasn't as hard as it might have been for somebody else, because she lied and she did not feed the dogs that last day. There's no way. They were going insane.
Right.
So it's easier to fire somebody who lies to you than, you know, somebody who's been honest and, you know.
That's true.
So no more dog sitter.
Yep. So we got to figure out. So we still got some more things to work out around, you know. Dog sitting for,
or we could just give the dogs away and solve all our problems.
I've mentioned that before, but you've been fighting me.
I have been fighting you. I was just kidding.
That.
I wouldn't give our dogs away.
Oh, don't do that.
No. Okay, Sammy, I would.
Oh,
sorry. I would give Sammy away because if there is a better home for him than mine,
uh-huh.
I would give him away because he would love to be with somebody who was home a lot and would allow him on the couch and on their lap. Which I don't do that much.
Right.
So, I met the right person with the right house and the right environment, yes,
uh-huh.
I would give Sammy away because I know he'd be happier.
So, I'm going through real quick to see if I can find a picture of Sammy.
We have tons of pictures of Sammy.
That I can show people.
We have tons of pictures.
Well, you know, I don't have tons of pictures because...
Because you don't like
him. I don't like Sammy.
Well...
I have pictures of Toby.
Are you looking... Yeah, well, I have someone...
I was going to show people in the chat room if they want to be Sean Frizzé.
I'll show him on my Flickr. Keep going.
To call us 1-800.
Mix-a-lot.
Get a dog. 1-800-MIX-A-LOT.
And kick the nasty thoughts.
Baby got back. And with that, let's go ahead and jump right into a bit of media.
Media. Movies, books, comics, TV.
So I don't think we have a hando today.
No hando.
Unless he's not logged in. But I can't tell. But anyhow, we did not watch our movie last week because we were in Atlanta once again. I think we'll get back on track with things.
Hopefully this week.
And also we had some DVR issues we had to get taken care of.
Oh.
Because we're actually getting behind on TV.
Oh, no, and I can't handle that.
Right, right. And you know, and we'll explain a little bit why that happened and how we end up getting behind later on. So we were supposed to watch The Pianist.
We were supposed to watch The Pianist, but Pianist. We didn't get to watch The Pianist.
So we didn't get to watch The Pianist. So Renee's gonna go ahead and roll real quick. Oh, yeah. We have 160 in our queue. And then Renee's gonna roll and we're gonna find out what exactly we'll be getting.
198.
So it's the last movie?
Yes.
Oh, it's...
What is it? A horror movie?
No, it's Red Cliff.
What is Red Cliff?
Red Cliff is a theatrical version when a warmongering prime minister advances his army against two rival kingdoms. He unwillingly prompts his adversaries to work together. It's, the reason I rolled my eyes is because it's one of those, we have to, it's directed by John Woo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's subtitled. I believe. But it's martial arts.
We get to read.
So the language.
Kung Fu is good. Come on. We can do it. We can read.
It's going to be a good movie.
Hey, we read Fish to Birth. We can read this.
And when they did that whole ASL.
You did.
I was like, I really had to pay attention the whole time. But Red Cliff, actually, we have Red Cliff 2 and 3 that we got from Blockbuster.
Oh.
So this is good that, you know, we'll watch Red Cliff. So. You know, I, like I said, it's an Asian film. I know East Screen, West Screen. I don't know if they covered this before, but it is one. It would probably be a movie that I would think that they would talk about. I mean, it is a movie from the East. So I'm looking forward to that. Let's see, what year did it come out? It came out in 2008. So.
Oh, okay. That's not too far back.
Yep. So really looking forward to that. And then on Saturday night, instead of watching a movie, we ended up watching the end of season four, last few shows of season four with Deidre of Parks and Rec.
Yeah, because she needed to get caught up. And most of the time, I don't like rewatching shows.
Right.
But I loved rewatching Parks and Rec. It was so funny.
Yeah, the Valentine's Day one.
Yeah, that was good.
I think that has to be one of my favorite ones.
Because he giggles through the whole episode. Yes. You love when he giggles.
Yes, Ron Swanson, because yeah. he's known for giggling, yeah. You know. So it was good to watch that.
Yeah, that one's super good.
And then on, I think, Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
and then on Thursday, Renee and I finished Bioshock Infinite.
Done. Dun, dun, dun.
So this is a triumphant day or year for me so far.
Right. I finished another game. You've been going.
I
really want to do a review for Bioshock Infinite on the website. So maybe we'll get that up this week. But I liked it. I really did. The story was great.
It was.
The voice acting was wonderful. The mm-hmm. art was intense.
Right.
And just so detailed.
Yep.
I got over my disgust with the two weapon swap because there are weapons everywhere.
Right.
So you can just drop one and pick up another and then you'll find the other weapon that you dropped somewhere along the line.
Exactly.
So it's not as bad.
Yeah. And it worked out. You know.
It did work out. And the vigors were fun.
Yes.
And you finally figured out how to use all of them. You get to mix and match. It was really fun. It's my number two game of the year. Tomb Raider is still holding strong. But
that's sexist.
It is sexist it's sexist that you think it's sexist.
No, you agreed it was sexist. So just go on and just
whatever.
Claim it.
No, I
just
love
it. It's fine. No,
anyway,
it.
Bioshock Infinite, my number two.
It's okay to say girl power.
And we bought the soundtrack because the soundtrack was amazing.
No, we didn't buy the soundtrack.
I thought we bought the soundtrack.
We got the soundtrack.
Oh, we got the soundtrack, and it's pretty awesome.
But if it comes out to where I can buy it, I will buy it, even though I already have it. Because this is how I roll.
We acquired it.
We acquired it. And when there's a means for me to be able to put money down for it, I will.
Definitely.
How's that?
So I recommend it, and I look forward to
more games. So do you give it? So what do you give it? Out of 10 or
out of 10?
How many hearts do you give it? Out of 5 hearts.
Out of 5 hearts, I give it 4.5.
You are such.
It doesn't get 5. I'm
so,
sorry.
So what does it have
Tomb
to do?
Tomb Raider gets 5.
So what does it have to do to get the other half a heart?
I mean, if
for John to be a female?
No. Okay, one, if they had had a 4-weapon swap, that would have helped. Don't you make that face. It would have helped.
You just said yourself you really didn't need it.
No, I said it wasn't that bad is what I said. At least I think that's what I said. I have to go back and listen. But there were little things here and there. There was some stuff with the Vigors that I didn't love.
What did you not like about the Vigors?
It was, I don't know. I didn't get a chance to mix and match a lot. Like, I wanted to use a Vigor and then use another Vigor real quick. And I could do it, but it didn't last for long. And I don't know.
That's when you start putting the traps down.
Okay. But anyway, it was okay. But it wasn't 5.
Okay.
Okay. How many hearts do you give it?
I give it 5 hearts.
Woohoo! Good job, Bioshock Infinite.
And I give Tomb Raider 5 hearts because I'm a generous person.
Well, then on the Tomb Raider one, you are right on point.
And I'm not sexist like you are, Miss Girl Power.
Whatever. We didn't play any other games.
But I'm still trying to figure out. I'm thinking Bioshock because of what they did with the whole first person thing.
Right.
They changed it up. You know,
yeah, it's nothing like one.
It wasn't just a straight up shooter.
Right.
I enjoyed it. And I think because they did some different things that I really enjoyed. And I think that'd probably be my number one game right now. Yep. With Tomb Raider being extremely close, because Tomb Raider has one of my favorite aspects. You know, as a first-person shooter, I really loved Tomb Raider more than I should have for someone that really loves a third-person shooter.
Right.
Okay? And you never know. That may change. I mean, because I like Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider was the game this year that got me to wanting to beat games.
And that's awesome.
That is okay for me to finish a game. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people may not know, but I have an issue when it comes to beating a game. Because when I do, I feel like it's kind of like telling a friend goodbye, almost. It's like I don't want the story to come to an end. But Tomb Raider and Bioshock Infinite were great stories that made me want to know what happens at the end. Even though with Tomb Raider, I could figure it, you know, after the, you know, first 3 areas, I knew what was going on.
Right.
So.
Obviously.
So,
yeah.
That's kind of why I'm kind of, well, you know what? Part of me is kind of shocked that you didn't like, well, I know your love for Tomb Raider, so I shouldn't be surprised at all.
I mean, I loved Bioshock Infinite. Don't get me wrong, I loved it. I mean, 4.5 hearts is pretty darn good.
It is. It is. But I understand you have nostalgia and all that, you know, other stuff in there too. So, which, you know, people, I had that too when I said that MMO of the year was Mr. Pandaria instead of Guild Wars 2. People booed me when I said that. So.
And I have to interject. Ever Studios sent the most adorable picture of his daughter watching Valentine Cast with us.
He did?
Yeah, he tweeted it, and I just happened to see it, and it's cute. I can't see your face, which is awesome, but the view that I see is even better because it's just adorable.
I didn't see it.
Because he didn't tweet you. He tweeted me.
That's because, you know, I don't understand because he always does that.
I got you.
He'll say Jay, and then it's like, I don't go and read your tweets like you go read mine.
Boom. But anyway, so she is so cute. So cute. Did you finish your bashing on me because I didn't give Bioshock Infinite 5 hearts? Are you done?
No, I didn't bash on you. I'm just saying, I just said,
what did Hector do to get fat?
Is that how I said it?
No, you said it at all. So, no, it's not.
No, I was just really wondering, what was it that, which, four and a half stars out of five is the same as 9 out of 10. So, I mean, and that's great, So, I mean, I was just curious, I actually liked that I didn't have 4 slots. I kind of liked the 2 because, well, 1, I melee all the time.
So it didn't really matter.
So basically I would melee or shotgun,
mm-hmm.
and then I would have like some kind of automatic, semi-automatic right. type gun, for far away.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always up on them. That's just how I play. I even did it in Tomb Raider 2 with meleeing. So, one thing that, we actually, that's not in the notes that Renee's probably going to put in there. Daft Punk.
Oh.
Has a new album coming out.
Daft Punk has a new album.
Coming out on May 21st.
Coming out on May 21st.
Yep. And it's called Random Access Memories.
And I love Daft Punk. I love their music.
And dude, the sneak peek.
Catchy.
That they released.
Catchy.
I almost immediately pre-ordered it.
It was that good.
Right off the bat.
It was good. I'm super excited for what they're going to bring.
I'm extremely excited, for this album. You just don't know how excited I am about it.
I know.
You know. But yeah. So, with that, we'll go ahead and jump right to a bit of food.
The fridge is not prepared.
You skipped one.
Oh.
That's because you're trying to discourage me from this. That's why you skipped it.
Why am I trying to discourage you from wanting to get back to WoW? No. So, see, is that what you're telling the guys?
It's not telling anybody.
So let me tell you guys.
Kidding. You aren't discouraging.
Let me tell you all how this. Let me tell you how Renee rolls.
How do I roll?
So Renee comes home. She gets right into Mumble, hanging out with our old crew and everything. She has the speaker mm-hmm. up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm sitting there. I was going to get in, but I was kind of just listening to everybody while I was doing some other stuff. Then Renee goes, turns it down. So
I was turning it down to be nice.
So I can't hear anything because she's talking bad about me to the guys.
I was not.
Whatever.
I wasn't.
Said, telling them that I'm keeping her away from WoW and stuff.
No, it's not what I was doing.
Okay. But anyway, go ahead. So you want to get back into WoW?
I want to get back into WoW. I really miss it. I haven't had the time to play that and other games. I don't know how people do it. They divide their time easily. I can't do it.
I think some people don't do it. Some people, they're either playing another game, even Mark Spagnuolo, because Eric said something to Mark, said, I haven't seen you in a while. He's like, I've been caught up with BioShock Infinite. I'm sorry, Renee. There are just times you can't just play everything in one day.
That's why I was talking to Jay, and I said, I wish there was a heaven so that I could play all the games, read all the books, see all the movies, see all the TV that there ever is and ever was.
Right.
Or that I wanted to watch. But so I'm kind of sad that there's not one for
right.
me. But hey, so I got to try to do as much as I can in the life that I have. Ooh, you just wait until I'm retired.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be watching and playing all the time. I ain't going to be traveling like regular old people.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing a lot more. I mean, we have a house. It's not like we live in an apartment. I mean, we have stuff to take care of. I mean, we used to eat out all the time. We would go and grab food and then come back. Now we cook our food. We're losing weight. We're trying to exercise. I'm sorry. It's just some things that it just doesn't work out like that. So, I mean, we'll get back into it. I'm sure. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, hell, I bought a doggone mouse.
This is true.
So
I should be, yeah, this is true.
But we also bought, another Xbox to play some other games, I'll admit, I'm actually kind of enjoying, some games that I missed. I'm almost done with the very first Halo. And all that. So, but yeah. We're going ahead and just jump right into back into the food. So sorry, Renee, I skipped over that. I saw Daft Punk.
Normally, that's awesome.
Just let me tell you how I do it, like with the notes. If I add something, I put it right at that point where we were.
Okay.
You put it at the end, so yeah. I thought we were done with everything. So I would have put it right before the wild thing.
It's in order. What?
You said you want to get back to WoW, and we're talking about Daft Punk.
Daft Punk music comes after games.
Well, I would have done it like that because of how we talked.
Anyway, this is for after the show. We're going to talk about food. Play it. You can put it in.
The fridge is not prepared.
So I have to say, on Thursday, which was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We were sitting here working, and then the doorbell rings. I look over and I'm like, "Ooh, what's that?"
Mm-hmm.
And Renee, I know Renee's sitting in her head. Oh, it's an Amazon package that Jay probably ordered something. Mm-hmm. he always got some kind of package coming, but lo and behold, it was a big long box, man. From good old listener Punk Gopher.
Woohoo!
Full of different types of popcorn.
And I did a little dance. I was like, popcorn. I love my popcorn.
And I definitely had to, big props to Punk Gopher for sending us a box of popcorn with different flavors and stuff. We're looking forward to it.
But we are going to get back to Australia.
Oh yeah,
so we're
taking a trip from Australia,
mm-hmm.
and we're flying 2,000 miles
to Nebraska,
which, as you all know, I spent 7 years in Nebraska. I'm not gonna say a lot about what city he may be in or anything but I'm often curious of, we're gonna have to talk sometime, Punk Gopher. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm really curious because I was in Nebraska from 2000 until like 2006 or 2007.
Yeah, if you haven't gone to Nebraska, you aren't missing anything. By the way,
you're missing
meat and potatoes,
meat and crosswinds when you're driving across the highway.
Gosh,
and
they have this thing called a runza. It's just meat. It's like a meat pocket.
Runza's awesome.
It's just a big old meat. Oh,
it is. It is. It's like take a roll of bread and just stuff beef into it with cheese.
So nasty.
They have some of the best crinkle fries.
Okay, now see, fries are awesome.
Yeah,
but like freaking just meat.
Right.
Ugh.
And Punk Gopher is in the chat room. He made an observation or a fact that all Nebraskans know. There's only two cities in Nebraska. It's Omaha and Lincoln. And the rest of them are so small, unless you want to count Grand Island or Norfolk. But, also another Nebraska staple is Dorothy Lynch. I think they don't have French dressing in Nebraska.
Okay.
It's Dorothy Lynch. Is the
Does it
dressing.
Taste like French?
It tastes similar to French.
Okay.
But it is really good. I almost ordered some and had it sent here to
Dorothy Lynch?
Yep, Dorothy Lynch.
Why would you name it such a complicated name?
I think it's the person that created it.
Just like call it Lynch and then we're good. Or Dorothy.
Then people be offended.
Well, then just call it Dorothy.
But Dorothy Lynch is pretty good. So
weird name for it.
Right. So if I'm excited, and I'm excited because my coworker is also bringing me some Salt Lick barbecue sauce from Texas. So, but anyway, so Punk Gopher, send us some popcorn, and Renee has it here. I asked her to grab the third.
Are we going to try it first?
Sure.
Okay.
I asked her to get the third bag that she touched in the box. So she happened to get one called Dr. Popper.
I'm holding it up for the chat room to see.
Yep. I'm going to say it has a Dr. Pepper taste.
Yeah, I'm going to assume that right. has a Dr. Pepper taste, and it looks like Cracker Jacks.
Yep.
Actually, a little bit darker than Cracker Jacks. And of course, I didn't prepare and open up the box before.
I got my scissors. Here.
I don't think we'll need the laser guided scissors to open up the bag, but
that's my awesome scissors that Renee gave me some laser.
It's more of a joke than anything because Jay likes his stuff to be very precise.
She's calling me anal.
He is.
Don't shine a laser in my eye. That's not safe. Look, she's trying to give me LASIK.
It's not even there anymore.
Don't give me LASIK on the podcast.
We need to go on with the podcast. You know?
No giving me LASIK.
All right. Do you want to try first? Here. You try first.
I tried first yesterday. No, you didn't.
Oh, well, it doesn't. Does it really matter?
So, I'm trying to figure out. I wonder if this place was open when I was back in Nebraska. So, here you go. Dr. Popper. Wow.
Really?
That's crazy.
Does it taste like Dr. Pepper to you?
It tastes similar. Yeah. And it's crazy because when you taste it, mm-hmm. you kind of get that carbonation a little bit.
No, really?
Well, it seems like
it. Hold on.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but it's crazy.
No carbonation.
But I kind of taste.
It doesn't taste like Dr. Pepper to me either.
Oh, while Renee is doing that, Punk Gopher, with you being Nebraskan and everybody else that may be hunters and stuff like that, we just got a Cabela's here in Louisville, Kentucky, and it's not far from us. They opened up last Thursday, and let me tell you, everybody that lives outside of the city of Louisville came to Cabela's.
It was ridiculous.
It was so crazy. The amount of people that were there.
They had overflow parking like miles and miles away.
Yeah.
They had shuttles.
They were bussing people in. So we got a Cabela's here, which originated in Nebraska. So
and,
that was cool.
Okay, so it tastes like Dr. Pepper after you chewed it.
Right.
It doesn't
taste
it. As you're chewing it, it doesn't taste like it. But after you chewed it, then I get it.
Right.
It's good.
It is good.
I couldn't eat a lot of it.
No, I couldn't eat a lot of it.
It's too sweet.
It's a popcorn that you definitely would share with folks. So, yeah. We will definitely be sharing that with the Crocker family.
Right. So I think we're gonna go to Cabela's after it dies down.
In like a month or two.
There's
nothing that we really want that I need right now. So jump right on into a little bit of weight. I lost 0.6 this past week, which
Woo-hoo!
I was absolutely surprised by. And I'm down.
Surprised in a good way or a bad way?
I'm surprised that I'm down that much.
Right.
So for a total of 93.2 pounds, Renee maintained.
Yay.
She's still at 85.6 loss. Mm-hmm. That's a total of 1.6 loss for a grand total of 178.8 pounds. Now, on the frog pants one, I think that first number is incorrect.
It is. Oh, let me see. Probably.
Frog pants group. I thought you said it was 2,900.
I did.
Okay. So Renee, you want to go ahead?
I do. I got to the frog pants total because I'm awesome this week. we in the frog pants challenge have lost 2,994.6 pounds. Yep. We have 239 people in the challenge. That is 12.53 pounds per person, which is amazing. And I am so proud of everyone. And it's really, really awesome.
Yep. So totally excited about that and everything else. And we're going to jump right into a bit of odds and ends.
We are all over the place today.
Yes, sir. So, there were two birthdays that were last week that I missed. I didn't put them in the notes, but they were in my head. My sister, my older sister, she is now the meaning of life.
She is.
Renee, that's my sister's name.
Yeah, not me.
happy birthday to you. She For you geeks out there, if I say she's the meaning of life, you would know exactly how old she is.
It's true.
And she does not. She looks half the age, you know.
Yeah, so. She doesn't even look as old as she is. I'm like, I hope I look that young
right.
when I get her age.
So happy birthday, Renee. And then also, like I said, my daughter's 16th birthday was this past weekend. So happy birthday.
Happy 16th birthday.
Yep. And I know she's looking for a license pretty soon. So, and then today is no other than the Wood Whisperer himself.
I know.
Mark Spagnuolo.
This dude makes like magic out of wood. It's kind of crazy.
Yep. So his birthday was today. So happy birthday to him.
Happy birthday, Mark.
All right. And then also, we're going to do a little bit of this right here.
Podcast of the week.
On Wednesday, not only will we both be on the GoMad show, we'll be guest on the Geek IO show, which I think used to be Tadpool Tech, with CJ Boat and Rachel Boat and a few other folks on there. I think Jonathan Slater is one of the other hosts. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if Dale Campbell's going to be on there or not, but I know he's part of that whole network. So we'll be on there 9:30 Eastern Standard Time.
Right.
So.
And if you want to know more about it, you can go to geek-io.com.
Yep, yep. Well.
Have we done it? Reached the end?
That is a show.
Awesome. I like that.
Yeah. So, sorry about the scatterbrainness.
We're a little scatterbrained today. I'm not sure
what it is. Well, one, we had to finish up the taxes.
Ugh.
We had to scatter and clean ourselves to quit from riding dirty.
Ugh.
So we had to do that today. Then we had the whole fiasco with our dog sitter.
We weren't in the right mode.
So
mental mode.
So we kind of been on edge. I know I've been on edge a little bit today. I will admit that. I was a little on edge today. But it's Monday. And for the most part, I'm glad that it's over. I know we didn't mention it at the top of the show, but just want to kind of mention it down. For you all out there, may have heard about the Boston Marathon
right.
Ordeal tragedy that happened today. Just keep them in your thoughts, prayers, whatever floats your boat. Just think about those folks out there and just, love one another.
Definitely.
Try to love one another. We all got to stick together, and that's what it's about, sticking together. So
I totally agree.
So we have anything?
No.
Oh, chat room.
Chat room.
Thank you all for hanging out with us.
Thank you, chat room. You all amaze me every week. And,
right.
I mwah to all of you guys.
Right.
Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Right.
I'm not. You all just got more kisses than Jay's got all day. I'm just putting that out there.
Well, to right now,
Yeah, but just wait.
Oh, tonight.
I'm going to pass that up. But anyway.
Pass it up tonight.
So if you want to send us anything to tell us that we're being too gross or too lovey-dovey, you can email us at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. And you can see our blog and show notes at our show notes at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is valentinecast.
And if you want to see us on Facebook, you can go out to facebook.com/valentinecast. If you would like to call us, you can call us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. And if you want to watch video, video can be seen at youtube.com/valentinecast. If you want to tweet me, myself, Jay, you can do so at The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-Y. And if you want to tweet Renee, you can reach her at The Ice Flow. T-H-E-I-C-E-F-L-O-W. And did you know we had a Facebook page? Or did you already tell them we had a Facebook page?
You told them.
I did?
Yeah.
I'm all over the place.
You are. This is a nutty show. Nutty.
I just want to say hi to Evan Studio's daughter. Hi.
Did you see the... Hi.
With her headphones on.
Hi.
So cute.
I know. It's so funny that I think the back of a kid's head is so cute.
You see her small little hands?
Yeah, her little tiny... Oh, kids are so tiny. They got the tiny hands and the tiny feet and the tiny noses.
But their heads are big.
Yes. Huge heads. I don't get all that.
Yeah. You know. Oh, well, it happens.
But no, but honey... Your head is just fine the way it is.
Oh, yeah, that is true. Sorry. Hi, Sophia. Oh, hi, Sophia.
Is that? Oh. Yeah. Hi, Sophia. Yep. I'm horrible with names. I'm not going to remember it next time, but I love the name. It's beautiful. So I think we're done.
You all have a great week. We'll talk to you next week. And unless we interact with you during the week, we'll talk to you on Twitter. Talk to you on Facebook.
I always return messages.
And if you want to send us something like Punk Gopher, feel free to let us know. Send us an email and we'll send you our address. You all have a great week. We'll talk to you later. Bye.